Jesus. Amen. As we continue to sing hymn 432 here in Lent 2015, we're starting to form in our minds around the realities that Jesus faced and the eternal prize that he won for you. For peace, he came and met its cost. He gave himself to save the lost. He loved us to the uttermost and paid for our release. The poetic structure just read from the second half of the second stanza, written by Christopher Idle, captures the essence of what Jesus accomplished on Good Friday. Jesus brings true peace. But how? He condescended himself, came down from heaven, became man, and he gave himself to save the lost. In showing ultimate divine love to the uttermost, his ultimate sacrifice paid for our release. What a beautiful way to remember this fact in just one sentence. And in tonight's Passion Account reading, the leaders of the disciples, Peter, denied Jesus three times. In the third denial, he cursed and swore he didn't know the man. He bore false witness. He broke the eighth commandment. That's clear. We get why he did what he did. He saved his own neck. He was in the courtyard. He had seen, or at least heard, the results of the first sham trial before the council. His third denial came just right before a second sham trial. Jesus was charged with blasphemy against God, the highest charge there is in the Jewish nation. We Christians know that this is not the case, but the Jewish leadership found their little loophole to finally get the guy. The problem they had, this Jesus of Nazareth, they thought they were done with him. The tragedy here is that the Jewish leadership did not see Jesus as the Christ, the true Son of God. And Peter, he understood the charge. He understood the earthly punishment. Stoning, the terrible death of stoning, was the prescription for blaspheming against God. St. Stephen, the first Christian martyr, would suffer this fate as recorded in the book of Acts. So Peter saved himself. He denied the cross that Jesus referred to in Mark chapter 8. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and for the gospel's will save it. But what Peter did was natural for fallen humans like you and me. Still sinful, no doubt about it. He was the last one around. The remaining disciples had scattered too. But thanks be to God that after Easter, Jesus restored Peter. What a beautiful picture of forgiveness and reconciliation. From the hymn, he loved us to the uttermost. Despite being wrongfully condemned by the Jewish council, Jesus understood this to be his Father's will. It is through this great injustice that Jesus came to bring true peace. And from the hymn, for peace he came and met its cost. Judas rightfully was distraught for what he had done. And while Peter denied Jesus, remember, Judas was the betrayer. And as has been said before, the great sadness is that Judas would not be restored as Peter was. In his terrible and tragic descent into the devil's hands, Judas hanged himself before the possibility of being restored by the resurrected Christ. Judas would have remembered the prophecies of Jesus that he would die. But notice, unlike Peter, he didn't hang on to the hope of the prophecies that he would rise again. You see, this resurrection hope is the core of the Christian faith. That's why we keep coming back week after week. And as Christ has been raised from the dead, you too have hope in the resurrection of your loved ones, your friends in the faith, and you yourselves when that day comes and you enter eternal blessedness. We have that hope because we know the full story. We know Easter, and we know the reality of Jesus returning from the grave. He loved us to the uttermost, so he took our place on the cross. He was betrayed and denied by his closest friends, his own disciples, rejected by his own people, and he hung derelict and still in silent pain on that terrible day we know as Good Friday. But before we end here, recall these words from Jesus from Maundy Thursday from John chapter 16. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me. Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet, I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Amen.